麻烦把那个 PowerPoint 打一下。
If you don't mind, please open up the slides on the screen.
挺冷的。
It's very cold.
OK，要不要衣服？好，今天的题目是第一最大最要紧。
Today's topic is the first, the greatest, the most important.
我想我们生活中都有很多很多的杂事。
I think our hearts are filled with duties and random things.
这些杂事多了，我们重要的事就往往受到影响。
As they increase, our focus deteriorates.
那求主借着他的话再次帮助我们，
May the Lord use His words to help us.
让我们看见什么是对神来说是最大的，是第一的、最大的、最要紧的事。
To help us see what Lord considers to be the greatest, most important.
也希望借着这些话，让我们重新的调整我们的生活的节奏。
And by these words, change the rhythm and scheduling of our life.
和注意的事情。
And what we fix our attention and eyes on.
也让我们不常在一个好像在很着急却不知道做了什么那种光景。
So that we can escape the situation of being anxious and busy and overwhelmed or overbeared with things.
好，那我翻到下一页，请弟兄姊妹们一起来读这段圣经啊。这是我们很熟悉的，我们中英文一起读。我们第一个先请姐妹们来，弟兄们读好了。第一节啊，能看得见就大点声啊。
Let's read a very familiar passage from the scripture. We'll let brothers read verse 25.
好，对，路加福音第十章第二十五节，请。
Luke 10:25.
有 弟兄们，请大点声啊，弟兄们。
Brothers first.
来，一二三，
And behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
接着讲。
And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live.
好，我们在下一页。
Next page.
这是请姊妹、弟兄读的不太好，看姊妹读的好不好啊。
Let's see, the sisters can read better than the brothers.
OK, 一起来。
Starting at 35.
内中。谢谢姊妹们读的果真比弟兄好，我们一起来第三页。第三页。
Third page。
好，我们一起来啊。
Let's read all together。
记在彼得前书第四章第七节，一起来，一二三，万物的结局近了。
Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.Be hospitable to one another without complaint.
所以你这个题目也大家也知道是从圣经的这三段圣经我提出来的。
So we realize that the topic and verses come from three sections from the Bible talk about the same thing.
最第一的、最大的、最要紧的。
The first, the greatest, the most important.
好，我们开始之前还有一些祷告。
Let's pray again.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你的话从你嘴中说出来，是就不会突然往返。
The words that come out of your mouth do not fall on the ground or return to you.
按照你所喜悦的。
According to what pleases you.
愿你的旨意，这是在你的教会中能够亨通。
May your will be done in your church.
求你向你的儿女们说话。
May you speak to your children.
让我们真都成为你自己圣灵工作的那个管道。
So that we can ultimately all become the channel of your spirit.
被你的圣灵来充满。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被你的爱所浇灌。
And be showered with fully by your love.
也能够成为一个这是行主旨意。
And to be ones that act out the will of God.
施主慈爱的人。
And ponder the love of God.
愿你的这是恩典，你的圣灵充满你的教会。
May your Holy Spirit, may your grace be with your church.
也充满我们每个人的心。
And our individual hearts.
求你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 两周前，张航弟兄他也分享差不多同样的题目在英文组。
Just two weeks ago, Brother Harry shared a similar topic, same topic in the English group.
那在我们一起预备的时候，就跟他说我要在中文堂，也分享同样的题目。
When we were doing our prepare study, I already told them that I was going to share the same thing in the Chinese gathering.
在犹太人的拉比们从摩西五经的里面，总结了归纳了六七百条的这样的诫命去守遵守。
The rabbis of Israel used the Pentateuch, the first five books of Moses, and they summarized over 600 to 700 individual commands.
即使这个头脑很灵光的犹太人，对他们来说也是应接不暇的。
Even for the sharpest of minds to the Jew, it's very hard to fulfill them all.
很有可能一不小心就触犯了诫命中的一条。
They may unwittingly violate one or two.
我们刚刚读了主的话。
We just read those three passages.
主耶稣把如此多的诫命，包括伟大的十诫。
Lord Jesus combined all those commands from the five books of Moses into ten.
包括了那个伟大的十诫。
Covered all the Ten Commandments.
还有先知所讲的一切的话。
And also all the words of the prophet.
总结在这一句，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中第一，且是最大的，其次也是相仿，就是爱人如己这一句话的里面。
And he summarized all those laws and all the words of the prophets and summarized them into one phrase: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and foremost commandment.
今天我们听了这样的话，我们觉得是特别开心，还是听完之后我们里面更加沉重？
When we hear this summarized command today, are we more comforted or are we more worried?
以前我在这个我们这个小组聚会里问大家，就是六七百条诫命比较容易遵守，还是一条比较容易遵守？
I've asked this question before in small group. Do you think it's easier to obey 600 to 700 commands or 10?
那
one.
那大家应该是第一个反应，当然是一条比较容易遵守了。
You might, as a gut reaction, say, "Of course, just one."
因为一条你容易记嘛。
It's easier to remember, isn't it?
六七百条，你万一忘了一条，不晓得有没有遵守。
Take the alternative. What if you remember? What if you forget one out of the 600?
但是如果反过来问
conversely asking,
六七百条诫命容易被触犯，还是一条比较容易被触犯？
Is 600 plus commands more easy to violate, or one command easier to violate?
主在马太福音第十一章28节到30节这样说。
Our Lord Jesus said this in Matthew 11:28.
就是凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就给使你们得安息。我的心柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，你们这样心里就必得安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He said to the crowd there, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is comfortable, and my burden is light.
Sorry. 所以今天我们听到主把这个律法的精义用一句话就讲解出来。
So today, when we hear Lord Jesus combining all those laws into
我们本应该是很喜乐、很平安的。
We should be very, have a sign of relief and very, at peace with it.
阿们吗
？Is it? Are we?
但是我们看看今天自己的光景的时候
，When we look at our own condition,
好像有点喜乐不起来。
It seems like we can't find that kind of joy.
听到主说这样的话。
To hear what the to hear our Lord say such words.
我们北方话叫心里突突的。
So in the northeast China, we would say our hearts are
tremble.
Yeah. We're trembling in our hearts.
Yeah. 我想大家很清楚是为什么原因。
I think we all know what the reason is.
如果诚实的说，谁能做到这个爱人如己呢？
Strictly speaking, who can achieve the command love your neighbor as yourself?
更甭说我们尽心尽意爱主。
Let alone loving the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
这是求主今天让这段话来帮助我们。
May the Lord use these things to help us understand today.
帮助我们不犯这两个律法师所犯的同样的错误。
Let's not make the same mistake that the two lawyers or scribes made.
我们翻到下一页好。
Next page.
我们先看一下这两段这个经文的背景。
Let's look at these two, the backgrounds of these two passages.
有两个律法师在不同的时候试探耶稣基督。
Two lawyers tempted or tested Jesus in two different moments.
第一个问是什么是承受永生的问题。
First one asked, "What does it mean to inherit eternal life?"
第二个问诫命中哪个是最大的。
The second person asked, "Which is the greatest commandment?"
现在请大家先松一口气。
Let us take a sigh, breath of relief.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们都在这里来寻求主的。
Because we are all here to seek God.
来敬拜主的。
To worship.
来求问主的。
To seek answers from our Lord.
在这里没有人来试探主的。
No one here is testing him.
所以这个目的来说，大家知道。主是来帮助我们。
So our purpose here is for him to help us.
那我们从这个背景来看。
From the background, we can understand.
那主耶稣不管他怎么来，这两个律师怎么来问这些问题。
Regardless of how the two lawyers ask him these questions.
他用直接间接的方法把这两个律法师带到生命记第六章四到五节那里。
He used either direct or indirect ways to take these two askers, people who ask him questions, to Deuteronomy 6.
那前面那个律法师是他自己回答出来的。
The first lawyer, he answered it himself.
后来那个律法师是主告诉他的。
The second lawyer, he was told the answer by Jesus.
但是经节都是在生命记第六章第四节到第五节那里。
But the answer both came from Deuteronomy 6, 5 to 6.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你们的神，你的神。
That's Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 and 5. Hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这是摩西在以色列人在他们进迦南之前。
This is something that Moses, right before the Israelites entered Canaan,
重新宣读十诫
when he publicly reread the Ten Commandments,
那记在第五章的时候，来嘱咐以色列人们。
And starting in chapter 5, he wanted to warn the people,
让他们爱主，遵行主的话。
For them to love God and to obey His precepts.
也讲了许多他们的怎么穿怎么衣服啊，把主的话放在衣服上、袖子上，放在他的头上面，挂在门框上等等等等。
And talked a lot about the whole putting this command on your forehead, on your arm, on the door frame and your gates.
这些律法师当然是他们每天都这样做了。
Those specific physical commands, of course, they did that every day.
的确，把他们那些主的话放在他的衣服上，写在衣服上，甚至放一个盒子里面，在他的头上。
They would literally put that command into their clothes or on their head.
但是主耶稣 把这个经义给他们解释得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus explained the meaning behind it very clearly.
我们看一下他的背景，翻到那个 PowerPoint。第一个是什么叫承受永生，什么叫必就必得生。
So let's compare what it means to inherit, one, to inherit eternal life, and two, to you shall, that you shall live.
Yeah. 这里中文翻译说你就必得永生，实际那个永字是没有的。
So in Chinese, when it says gain eternal life, that word gain is not there.
这里讲到承受，这个律法师所问的承受永生，并不是我们所想象的一个人要在天堂永远活着。
So that phrase is not meant to be taken as the way we understand it, is that to, which is to live in heaven forever.
而是承受永生在他们这个犹太人里面是要在永远在弥赛亚的国里面。
To the Jew, that statement paints a picture of being in the kingdom of with the Messiah.
他们是子子孙孙的永远的盼望。
That is their generational and generation by generation hope.
但是有很不好的事情，就是这个律法师深深的知道。
But something bad happened. The lawyers truly know.
那个律法师他自己知道。The lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyers, he knew himself.
能够被这个弥赛亚国录取是一个多难的事情。
How difficult it is to inherit the kingdom of the Messiah.
Yeah, to be qualified, right?
To be qualified for it.
对对。那无论在地上他们多遵行律法，多么努力。
No matter how seriously they took those commands, no matter how much they strived to achieve perfection.
很有可能是徒劳无功的。
It might be a futile effort.
律法师所讲的承受这个永生实在是一个将来的事情，是一个外面的事情。
When the lawyers say inherit eternal life, it's a future and physical event.
而耶稣这里讲到的现在就是就必得生，是一个现在的事情，是一个生命里面的事情。
In contrast, what Jesus says here that you will live is a spiritual and current event.
如果你愿意好好读圣经，请读一下《生命记》的第六章和以赛亚书的六十一章。
If you are a good Bible reader, please refer to Deuteronomy 6.
再结合这个马太福音或者路加福音这里，回家好好查一下。
For the sake of corresponding to what we're reading today,、
这个、
take a good read.
对，这个这个就必得生这句话是十分讲的十分的精准。
So the phrase that you will live is very exact.
实在是用这句话把这个律法的精义给写出来。
Using that phrase to
实在那是我们的生活，我们的见证。
Using that phrase to spell out exactly the meaning of our life and our testimony.
并且要传承下去，要传扬出去。
And something that has to be passed down and shared.
这里在讲弥赛亚在哪里。
So when we talk about where Messiah is,
弥赛亚的国就在哪里。
That's where his kingdom is.
那所有有耶稣的人就在他的国里是有份的。
All who belong to Jesus, of course, has an inheritance in his kingdom.
这不是行律法。
This is not obeying the law.
而是完全是恩典。
But by grace entirely.
也靠着他恩典进入的。
And we enter to that kingdom also by his grace.
第二个，这个尽心、尽性、尽力、尽义里的尽，我要解释一下。
Secondly, I have to explain the word all in this all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The word all.
因为这个中文的翻译跟那个里面中文的这个尽字就是有一点点不同的意思。
This version of all in Chinese is slightly different.
我要提醒的就是这个尽必须用整体和全部来形容和测量。
The word all in Chinese ought to be rather understood by the word entire, complete, 100% all.
不能用剩下，没有剩下的，或者剩下多少来形容，来测量。
It should not be understood quite literally in the sense that use the all of remaining energy.
比如说一管牙膏。
For example, a tube of toothpaste.
你怎么叫做这个牙膏全用完了呢？
What does it mean to use up the whole tube of toothpaste?
就是你最后一点点牙膏把它挤出去，那个牙膏才用完了。
That's the very last, very, very last piece or portion of the toothpaste.
我们都挤过牙膏，对不对？
We've all done that.
那个挤最后那一点牙膏很难挤。
That last itty bitty piece of toothpaste is very hard
to squeeze out. 但是你不要浪费，最后还要拼命挤一挤，最后再刷一次牙。
You don't want to waste that tube. You're going to squeeze out every last piece of that, every last bit of toothpaste.
当主耶稣讲尽心、尽性、尽意这件事情，对犹太人来说，他们很擅长的。
So when God says to the Israelites, all your heart, soul, all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, they're very familiar with that concept.
那这是他们民族的一个特长。
That is a advantage or something natural for that nation.
我不晓得你有没有跟犹太人一起接触过，一起同事过。
I don't know if you have any coworkers or friends that you've come in contact with that are Jews.
在我们公司里面有一个犹太的同事，也是算是我的朋友吧。
I have a Jewish coworker and I consider him my friend at work.
在今年年初的时候。
The beginning of this year,
我们每个公司跟每个部门都有个节约开支的一个目标。
The company gave a cash saving target to each department.
我们给我们部门的目标是我们的运行这个资金呢，必须比2022年少1200万。
They said that the target for our department was to reduce our operating budget by $12 million compared to last year.
那我的这个同事就是做这个项目的领导。
So that Jewish coworker of mine, he was assigned that project.
那起初我看来本来是一个玩笑的事情。
When I looked at it initially, I thought this must be, you must be joking.
因为我们根本没有花钱投资在新的项目上。
Because we didn't spend any money to invest in any new projects.
现有的东西基本上不用花什么钱。
Everything that we have right now going on does not have any impact on money savings.
那但不知道这位仁兄啊如何把我们公司的每块石头都分开了。
But I don't know how this particular coworker overturned every stone in the company.
就在上个月九月底就提前超额完成任务。
At the last day of September, he finished his task early.
他不知道从哪里找了的1800万。
I don't know where he found 1.8 million.
No, 18 million.
Oh, eighteen million to
yeah.
to save.
那上面一个奖杯啊。
So he got a trophy.
我虽然完全没有贡献，但是也得了个奖杯在那里。
I didn't contribute at all, but I got one too.
Yeah. 那如果我们按照自己的时间来算，一天24小时的时间。
According to our own schedule, our available time, 24 hours.
8小时睡觉，8小时工作。如果去纽约上班，3个小时。
8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, commute for three hours if you're going to New York.
2个小时吃饭，1个小时陪孩子，1个小时陪太太，半个小时洗漱。
2 hours to eat, 1 hour with your children, 1 hour with your wife, and then half an hour for washing.
如果你自己很控制的话，半个小时上网。
If you're very disciplined, you limit your internet browsing to 30 minutes.
如果爱运动，1个小时做运动。
If you like to exercise, you have 1 hour for that.
考一下超几个小时了。
How many hours?
已经超过24小时了，这样子算。
We've already reached 24 hours at that point.
Yeah. 那我们往往做事情就牺牲这个去做那个，对不对？
So when the way we do things is that we sacrifice one event or one task for another, isn't it?
我们亏欠了这个去补那个。
We fall short on something in order to be better at something else.
有时候我们就整天就很劳累，没精打采的。
So we are overburdened and busy and anxious each day.
上周受浸那个大家都很喜乐。
Last week during baptism, everyone was full of joy.
但是受浸5年10年之后，我们好像那个喜乐劲没有了，反而每天都很累。
But 5 years after being baptized, many of us end up very tired, and the joy is gone.
别说什么平安喜乐，有的时候我们把时间给神，都是剩余的时间。
forget the peace of God, but sometimes the time that we give our Lord is the time that we have left over, if any.
实际我讲的那句话是很不敬畏神的。
What I said is very irreverent of God.
因为我们说我们是给神的时间。
Because I don't want it, I'm using the language give to the Lord.
好像读经、祷告、聚会、服事都是给神的。
As if reading the Bible, praying, attending, serving is time given to God.
好像我们都在超负荷的状态里面。
As if we were copying from, as if
it's overloaded.
As if we were overloaded with stuff.
Yeah. 好像干嘛？在挤牙膏是吧？
It's like we're squeezing our toothpaste.
我想大家跟主的关系，读经啊，是不是挤出来的？那个聚会是不是挤出来的？
Reading of the
不是挤出来的。
Reading of the word, serving, attending church is time left over that we squeeze out.
所以，如果我们按照这个剩下来多少去衡量全尽心尽意尽力爱主我们神的话
，So if we approach use all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength from the perspective of leftover resources, such as time.
我们只能说我们是心有余而力不足。
We can only say that our hearts are willing, but we don't have enough strength.
你也会常常被攻击。
You will often be attacked.
被控告。
Be accused.
今天我少花点时间了，我里面不平安了。
I spent less time with the Lord today. I might lose my peace.
今天我孩子忙碌，没时间读经。哎呀，又亏欠主。
Today my kids were busy. They didn't have time to read the Bible. I owe this to God.
所以因此，这个尽心、尽力、尽意爱主，我们衡量必须用整体来、全人来衡量。
So our measuring stick for doing all heart, soul, mind, strength
我们全
是
完全的为他而活。
Is to be measured from our whole being.And living for Him entirely.
生活也要完全的由他来管理。
Our life is to be filled, is to be controlled by Him.
我们后面再讲讲具体的事情。
More details later.
第三个就是律法中的最大的一条，跟律法先知道理总纲的区别。
Third is the difference between the phrases which command is the greatest and the other one, which is the sum of all laws and prophets, these two statements.
十诫有十条，是否有先后的次序大小之分？
The Ten Commandments, are they ordered in such a sequence that some are more important than others?
耶稣这里讲到律法和先知一切道理的总纲，就是总结。
When Jesus says sum of all laws and prophets,
如果这么多道理它的总纲，那个总纲一定不在那个。各个每个条例的其中之一，对不对
？So if it's a summation of all those things, the command is definitely not found from one of those individual commands.
所以它那个总纲一定不在律法之内。
So that sum is not in the law.
必须超过律法。
It should supersede the laws, individual laws.
律法这么神圣，什么可以超过律法？
If the law is so holy and glorious, how can something supersede it?
实际很简单，除了神的恩典就没有别的东西了。
It's really very simple to answer, really.
It's
because of the grace of God.
他的恩典就是他的独生爱子道成肉身来到我们中间。
His grace is his son becoming the form of a man and dying for us.
那我们得到神的恩典，对那个施恩的人应该如何？当然是感恩嘛。
How should we treat the one who is being gracious to us? Of course, with love. So however our gracious host treated us, we should respond with love.
刚刚我问过犹太人有六七百条的律法，如果人触犯了一条，他犯了百分之几？
I asked earlier, if you violate one of those 600 plus commands, how many percent of violation is that?
我们有如果一条基督徒有一条我们触犯了犯了百分之几
compare that with our one single command and if we violate that how many percent violation is that
如果按照数学的计算来说我们做基督徒实在太难了对不对
if you're considering from a percentage perspective then it's too difficult to be a Christian isn't it
每天都是百分之百的犯律法
each day we violate that commandment 100%
感谢主啊我们在何等大的恩典的里面。
Thank our Lord for such a condition of grace that we're in.
今天我们也靠着他的复活的灵居住在我们的里面。
Today we also live in the state of His resurrected life.
在律法以外，我们靠着信心而称义。
Apart from the law, we are justified by faith.
刚刚在算那个算数，犹太人犯一条律法，犯了多少 percentage 的律法
？As I said earlier, how many percent is one command violated out of 600?
100%。
100。
人犯了，如果基督徒犯了一条律法，在一个律法的一条律法犯了多少
？If Christians violate one of one commandments, how many percent is that?
因为这个 assumption 是错的。
Because there's a false assumption here.
我们没有律法可以守。
There is no law that we can fulfill.
那个恩典那一条的说爱的诫命是在律法之外之上的。
That law of loving is loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. That's outside of the law.
主已经成全了他所有的律法。
Because it has already been fulfilled.
我们有零条律法去守。
We have zero laws.
所以 impossible 我们犯任何的律法。
So it is impossible for us to violate any of His law.
因为主已经完全成全了。
Because our Lord has fulfilled them all.
我们不光是今天要有这个 concept 在我们的头脑的里面。
So we should have this kind of concept, not only that.
而且我们站在这个地位上。
But we also stand in that position.
今天要教会要像保罗如何鼓励提摩太一样。
The church should be how Paul encouraged Timothy.
这记载在提摩太前后书的第二章第一节。
It's taken from Second Timothy chapter 4.
他说：“我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
”He said, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
不光是说我们不在律法之下，在恩典的里面。
Not only to say we're outside of the law under grace.
而且弟兄们，我们在基督耶稣的恩典里面要刚强起来。
But brother, we are in the grace of God, be strong.
好，再下一页。
Next page.
第一就是首要的。
The first is most important.
在我们生活跟主跟随主的道路中，我们知道什么是主次。
When we know our priorities between our life and Lord.
特别有冲突的时候，我们应该知道如何去选择。
Or when we have conflicts of time and effort, we know which one to choose.
开始可能是很不容易的。
It might be difficult at first.
放下紧迫的事情不做，去等候主。
To throw out something that is hasty and important to follow God.
放下自己的计划筹算去祷告。
To put down our plans to pray and to seek God.
放下自己的坚持去顺服。
To put down our own opinions to obey, to submit.
顺服别人。
Submitting to other people.
万一他的看见是错的怎么办？
What if I have to submit to someone whose position is wrong?
Yeah, their vision is wrong. Yeah.
What if their vision is wrong? I disagree.
那顺服别人就算了。那姊妹们，今天我们有一个 inner joke， 姊妹们还说要顺服自己的先生啊。
Forget submitting to other people. What about submitting to your own husband or sisters?
这多难啊。
How hard is that?
但是感谢主，我们把神放在第一个地位上的时候，爱神放在第一的地位上的时候。
However, when we put loving God as the top priority,
这一切都不难了。从前是难题，现在都是容易的。
Those things that were just difficult that were mentioned become easier.
我们不需要像犹太一样很辛苦的战战兢兢的守一条条的律法。
We don't need to be like the Jews fearfully obeying each and every one law.
我们也不需要分主次，哪个重要一点，哪个次要一点，或者按照节期去来守。
Nor do we have to spend a lot of time prioritizing them or categorizing them.
感谢主，他把我们从外面的规条中释放出来。
We thank God for setting us free from the external laws.
第二个是最大的。
Second,
我们生活中的确很忙碌。
Now we are truly busy in our life.
我们一方面相信神的恩典胜过我们的难处。
On the one hand, we trust that God's grace exceeds our troubles.
但是在经验里面，实在被那些的压力啊、烦恼啊、增进啊压得喘不过来气。
But in practice, in our busyness, competition, and all those things, they really put pressure on us.
本来在教会里服侍是好的。
Serving the church is supposed to be a good thing.
多花时间给主是主喜悦的。
More time spent on our tarrying with our Lord is something He's pleased with.
但是我如果不是出于爱或者失去了爱，我们很容易就疲劳过度，就会 burn out.
But if it's not rooted or caused by a loving heart toward our God, we will be burned out.
那为什么呢？
Why?
就往往我们把这个最重要的事情没有放在一个最核心、最基础的位置上。
Because we have not put that first, that love, that all our heart, soul, mind, strength in the most important place.
我们翻到下一页。
Next page.
大家看不太清楚，这个曾如故弟兄可能比较明白啊，因为他是从前是航员啊，是跑船的。
It's a small picture. You probably can't see the words, but our brother Zeng is probably very familiar with it because he was a sailor.
在大船的里面有一个部位叫压载水箱。
There is a on all cargo ships, there is a compartment called the ballast.
那它的功用是在船的最下面保持船的重心。
The way it's used is that it's meant to keep the ship balanced by being at the bottommost layer.
这个船底的货如果卸光了，那个如果船跑了一段时间，油用光了。
So as a ship, as a ship moves, the oil gets depleted a little bit after time.
Yeah, 或者是那个货物被卸掉了。
Oh, or the cargo is taken out.
Yeah, 那自动的那个就把海水加到这个加载水箱的里面。
The ballast water tank will automatically add water into those compartments
来补充这个重量。
To compensate the shift in weight.
如果这个货物装进来了，或者是油加满了
，If more cargo is loaded or the oil is refilled，
那就把这海水再排出去。
Then the ballast will pump out the water。
所以船底的重量是平衡的，永远是一样的。
So the balance of the boat remains unchanged.
那不管外面天气如何，或者外面的货物装的多少。
Regardless of the weather outside or how many cargo or anything that's going on the boat,
船可以继续的这个不倾斜的正常的航行。
The ship can continue pushing forward in a balanced way.
尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神是一个隐藏的生命。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is a something that is done in your secret time.
却是最重要的。
But it's also the most important.
只有这个隐藏的生命扎实。
Only that secret place is foundational.
我们在主面前走的道路才能走得稳。
If that is foundational and rock solid, that's how we walk a balanced Christian life.
才能更好的被主所用。
To be used by Him.
船上面装的货物和客人就好像我们明显的服侍一样。
So all the people and cargo on the boat is as if it's the people that we serve or the things that we do.
我们的明显的工作、见证、去传福音等等。
Our work, our preaching the gospel or service in church.
只有下面我们这个真实的那个扎实的跟主的爱的那个生命稳固。
But what is below and what is in the foundation is that secret place, secret relationship.
我们上面的见证才会好。
Then our testimony up above will be good.
虽然隐藏的生命是最根本的那个隐藏的东西。
Even though that secret place, secret life is the most foundational important thing.
但不是死的，应该是最活的。
But it's not a dead thing to sift through. It's something that is alive.
我们受圣灵的带领和支配。
We are empowered by the Spirit.
有那个加水的那个过程。
To give more water.
就像那个加水到那个隐藏水箱，就是那叫什么？压载水箱里面一样。
And that's the specific. It's like the specific tanks that are filled with water.
要多跟主在话语里面交通。
Fellowship with the Lord in His words.
有根据圣经的话的真理来持守。
standing with the truth that is in God's words.
我们要听圣灵对我们的微小的声音。
Hearing the little, the whisper of the Holy Spirit.
但是也有那个排水的过程。
But there also is a process of pumping out water.
所以我要放下自己，要交托给主。
Need to put ourselves down and
要饶恕，要赦免。
Obey God, put ourselves down to submit.
要饶恕，要赦免。
Oh, we need to forgive.
要选择接受其他弟兄姊妹的带领。
We will choose to submit and follow the vision and the direction of brothers and sisters.
要放手给年轻弟兄姊妹，让他们大胆去服侍。
And let go towards the young people to give them a chance to serve.
让他们去尝试。
Let them try it out.
也要就是陪他们一起走，无论顺境，无论是逆境。
And walk with them, whether in success or failures.
甚至在失败、错误里面，一同的悔改，一同的成长。
In both good and bad, and success and failures, grow with them.
我们船舱的底部装的是主的活道。
Our under commandments, under compartments are filled with the living words of God.
我们的油箱是那个活泼的圣灵。
Our gas tank, oil tank, is the Holy Spirit.
而这个爱是基督徒是压箱底的宝物。
That love, Christians are the cargo, the precious cargo above the boat.
Yeah. 好，我们再下一页。
Next page.
在这个主的爱的这个命令里面，第二部分就是爱人。
The second part of our Lord's command is to love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱邻舍如同自己，又或说要爱人如己。
To love your neighbor as yourself, or to love others as you do yourself.
这里的邻舍可以是指泛指世上所有的人。
The word neighbor can be used to describe anybody in the world.
也可以指你平时遭遇的人。
Or anybody that you encounter.
跟你有关系的人。
People who are related to you.
但是我们属主的人有一个特别的一个关系。
People who belong to God have a special relationship.
就是主内的弟兄姊妹们。
And that's the brothers and sisters in Christ.
特别是我们聚会一同成长的弟兄姊妹们。
Especially the ones that grow with us in our gathering.
这里说万物的结局近了，在彼得前书第四章那里。
It says in 1 Peter 4, the end of all things is near.
如果我们看看这个世界发生的事情，的确那些战争、恐怖、凶杀的事情会越来越多，越来越频繁。
We always look at what's going on in the world, wars and arguments. We know that these things will increase in frequency as time goes on.
而且我们不要觉得那是在世界的另外一头在发生。
And do not think for a moment that it only happens in the other side of the globe.
什么时候发生在我们中间，我们不知道。
When it happens to us, we know it.
911, 我那天第二个月在纽约上班，突然间就发生了。
On my second month of employment in the city, the 9/11 happened.
一方面，我们这是求主，这是控制、管制这一切。
On the one hand, we ask God to restrain evil and take hold of these things.
但是我们要小心这个世界的。世界里面有世界王的一个邪恶的灵。
But we have to be careful that the prince of this world has an evil
spirit. 特别是在这种战争这种事情发生的时候。
Especially during times of war and tribulations.
现在俄乌战争、巴以战争。
The wars between Ukraine and Russia or Israel and Palestine.
它在战争的时候运行的特别的猖獗，影响世上的人。
The influence of these battles are very heated and impacts everybody.
这个灵是恨的灵，是一个冰冷的灵。
This is a cold and hateful spirit.
是让人失去爱的灵。
One that causes people to lose love.
不光是说这些亲身经历这些伤害的人。
Not only for the people that were impacted directly by the war.
就是你今天听新闻。你也会影响你。
When you hear about it on the news, you are impacted.
不光是影响没有信主的人，信主的人也会受到影响。
It influences not only the people who are not believers, but also believers themselves.
这里讲到你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
It says here to be watchful in prayer at all times.
除了要我们自己要圣洁，不要沾染污秽以外。
Other than being pure and not be stained with filth.
除了提防魔鬼撒旦的明显的攻击以外。
Other than withstanding the direct attacks from the devil.
我们特别要检查自己里面的爱的光景是怎么样的。
We must examine the condition of our love inside.
它是否我们里面的爱减少了。
Does it cause the love that's in us to be reduced?
是否在我们中间的嫉妒、纷争、或者是猜疑等等事情增多了？
Does our envy or jealousy or complaints increase as a result?
是不是我们中间的彼此议论增多了？
Have our judgments have passed judgment on each other more often?
是不是传言增多了？
Is gossip more prevalent?
是不是弟兄姊妹之间的交通不通畅了？
Is there hindrance in the fellowship of brothers and sisters?
我们特别要警醒。
We have to be alert.
要自守。
We have to stand the ground.
如果我们发现这样的事情，赶快悔改，来到主的面前。
If we discover any of that happening in any form, repent and return to the Lord.
外面攻击还没来到之前。
Before the outward attacks come.
如果我们里面的爱先出现了问题。
If our inner love it becomes problematic,
特别是弟兄姊妹之间的爱
especially that between brothers and sisters,
我们就把自己放在一个很危险的光景的里面
We put ourselves in a very precarious position.
很多时候，这是大的毁坏，见证毁坏的开始
Many times it's the beginning of loss of testimony.
Yeah. 就像那个加载水仓出了问题。
It's like if the ballast water tank becomes a problem.
你该加水的时候不加水。
When it's time to add water, you don't add to it.
重心太轻了，船就翻了。
If the boat is unbalanced, it'll flip over.
你该排水的时候不排。
Or you don't pump out the water when it's time.
太多的里面的责备攻击不解之怨。
Too many attacks, complaints, or whining.
对吧？坐船太沉了，就沉到水里面了。
The ship becomes too heavy and it sinks.
爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
It says love covers a multitude of sins.
不是遮盖罪行。不是 cover up.
It does not mean to sweep something under the rug to cover up sin.
Yeah. 或者是okay, 可以。而是靠着恩典胜过那些罪。
But to overcome those sins with grace.
防止罪，而且从罪中得释放。
Or preventing sins, or to be set free from sins.
彼此的饶恕在爱中重新建立起来。
Or forgiving of one another is built up and build up again in love.
什么是最要紧的事?
What is the most important?
彼此切实相爱。
To love each other truly and deeply.
有些在我们实施中可以小心的,可以注意的。
There's some practical things that we can be careful of.
第一个爱就是不要要及时。
First, love should be timely.
不要疑惑或者延迟。
Don't just delay it for no reason.
过了时机啊，特别现在我们生活都很好啊。
Well, if you miss the chance, especially when your life is good right now.
人有需要的时间不太多。
The amount of time that people need it isn't all that much.
但是有的时候他真是就有那个需要。
Sometimes somebody have that need.
所以我们里面都对这些事情要更加的关心，更加的敏感一点。
We should be more sensitive and more caring in these aspects.
你拖一下，那就不是切实相爱了。
You delay it, you miss the window of opportunity. That's not loving each other truly.
所以这里教会和弟兄姊妹都有，我们需要尽到这个功用。
So this should be utilized and used by all of us.
第二个，我们还是要坚持不懈的。
And second, is to not
endurance, long endurance.
Is to have endurance in loving one another.
我们知道自己每个人的精力和体力都有限。
We know that we are limited in our time and energy.
所以这个有很多的爱的实施的里面需要一个教会身体一同的去爱。
So in this regard, there's a lot of need for people to love together.
显出这个身体的实际来。
To show the function of the body of Christ.
第三个是无论是得到爱的人还是施爱的人，我要彼此的纪念。
Thirdly, whether you are the one giving the love or receiving the love, you should remember.
但是不要求回报。
But do not expect reciprocation.
不要发怨言。
Don't complain.
即使别人给你没有感谢的话
，even if you're doing something thankless，
即使没有什么果效，就是为爱的人他也不好好聚会了。
Or fruitless, like if you're caring for someone and they're not changing because of it,
觉得我做这些是什么用啊
？Or they're not coming to gathering，
那不感谢我无所谓，至少来聚会吧。
You think to yourself, you know, what's the use of me doing this? I mean, it's let alone don't love me, but.Don't be grateful, but at least show up on time.
结果看到被爱的人，他也不来聚会，跟主的关系也没好。
But then you see that the relationship of this brother or sister does not improve with God, nor does he or she show up on time.
我们里面就会怀疑，我做这些是不是没用，是不是不合主心意啊
？We start suspecting maybe I'm doing it wrong, or maybe this is useless or futile.
求主帮助我们不要失去切实相爱的心。
May Lord help us.To not lose that enduring, timely love.
因为我们坐在谁的身上
？Because who are we doing it onto?
是坐在主的身上。
We do it onto the Lord.
有一个韩国的弟兄叫 Wesley.
There's a brother, in South Korea named Wesley.
他是在我们英文福音营一起服侍的一群祷告的弟兄的里面的一个弟兄的父亲。
He is the father of a brother in our English prayer group.
他近二十年的时候在非洲建立了两个国家建立了不少的教会。
In 2020, he planted quite a few churches in two nations in Africa.
那个约翰所吃的是蝗虫野蜜啊。
So John ate wild honey and locusts.
我们这位弟兄那时候因为在非洲的医药十分的短缺。
Our brother, they have limited supplies or medicine over there.
他就得了一种怪病。
So he got a very strange illness.
那没法得医治，那就当地的那群弟兄姊妹告诉他，你要吃蚂蚁。
So there was no cure for what he had. So the indigenous people or the people over there told him, "You have to eat ants."
结果他是我们弟兄是吃蚂蚁的。
So our brother ate ants.
那在这个疫情期间，他继续留在非洲那边服侍。
He stayed in Africa during the time of COVID.
他得了四次的 COVID.
He got COVID four times.
他并没有离开非洲的教会。
He didn't leave the African church.
当那个俄乌战争刚刚打响的时候
When the Ukrainian-Russia war started,
他马上就飞到波兰跟乌克兰的边界。
He flew right to the border between Poland and Ukraine.
去在那边帮助难民。
So he helped the refugees over there.
特别是鼓励帮助那些落难的弟兄姊妹们。
Especially those refugees.
那每个月第一次第一周我们都有一起祷告。这个月是晚了一点。
We have a prayer meeting early every week, but we delayed
every month. The first
every month, but we were a little late this month.
那这次祷告，听说他脖子长了个肿瘤。
We found out that he has a wart now somewhere on his neck.
A tumor
on his neck.
Yeah. 还没有确定是良性的、恶性的，还不知道。
We don't know if it's malign or benign.
但是他给一群关心他的弟兄姊妹一个很好、很简单的一个答案。
But he gave a very simple answer to brothers or sisters who care for him.
就是 no problem.
He said no problem.
没有问题。So, 看到我们弟兄他的那个爱，那个及时的爱。
Observing the timely love of our brother.
那个切实的爱。
That true and deep love that he has.
在主里面对生命的摆上。
What he has given in his in spiritual life. Next page.
好，我们弟兄姊妹一起来读这段圣经。
Let's read together this passage.
来，一起来，一二三，愿主。
The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. The Lord grant to him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well what services he rendered at Ephesus.
保罗在提摩太后书里面提到一位阿尼瑟福的弟兄。
Paul in 2 Timothy mentioned a person, a brother by the name of, it's a really long name.
Onesiphorus.
Yeah.
他的名字的意思是让人得益处的意思。
So his name means to gain good for other people.
Bring profit to other people. Yes, 一样的。他这位弟兄是保罗在第三次布道的时候在这个以弗所书以弗所的地方一家得救信了主。
That brother was a result of one family who got saved on Paul's third missionary journey.
就像他自己名字一样，让人得益处。
Like his own name, he did what his name prescribed to give benefit to others.
他在以弗所就与保罗同工，而且服侍帮助保罗。
So he was the one who helped and worked together and refreshed Paul often in his trip.
在保罗写提摩太后书的时候。
When Paul wrote 2 Timothy,
已经是保罗自己在他的服侍在世上服侍的最后的时刻。
It was around the time the late days of Paul's work.
他被关在罗马的监狱的里面。
When he was in prison in Rome.
与刚刚他成为囚服到罗马的情况已经完全不一样了。
It was very different from the time when he was first taken. As a prisoner in Rome.
Yeah. 那时候教会受到更大的逼迫。
That time the church was under much greater persecution.
保罗自己也知道他马上就要殉道了。
Paul himself knew that he was about to be martyred soon.
而且有许多的同工因为艰难的缘故离开了他。
And many co-workers deserted him because of that increase in persecution.
当阿尼瑟夫来到罗马的时候，
And when Onesiphorus came to Rome,
他就冒着生命的危险去很辛苦地找保罗，而且找到了。
He made great effort to look for Paul.
就是要鼓励帮助这个在囚禁中的危险中的这位老弟兄保罗。
For the express purpose of encouraging to refresh him.
Yeah.如果我们仔细读这段圣经的话，回到那边，对，回不去吗 ？OK。如果我们仔细读这段圣经的时候，可以看出来。
If we read carefully from that passage,
保罗写提摩太后书的时候，这位阿尼瑟福的弟兄已经被主接走，已经过世了。
By the time Paul wrote 2 Timothy, this brother Onesiphorus is with the Lord.
他并没有讲什么原因。
He didn't say why.
是不是因为受保罗的连累殉道的？不太清楚。
Was he martyred like Paul for his?
Because he has a connection with Paul.、Yeah.
Because of his connection with Paul, he was martyred, maybe.
不太清楚。
We don't know.
但是我们知道他是一定为主的缘故才殉道了。
We do know that he was martyred definitely for.The Lord's name.
我们知道保罗他书信的这个写书信的一些的怎么说呢方法吧，一些 pattern.
We know certain patterns or habits that Paul has in his epistles.
开始跟这个收信人问安，为教会问安。
He usually begins with greetings to the church and a few individuals.
中间他讲很多神的启示。
In the middle, there's a lot of revelation and theology.
最后再提好多好多名字，再问安，再说要鼓励的话。
And he usually ends it with greetings, specific names,
and encouraging
words. 但是在保
罗的最后一封书信的里面
，But in Paul's final epistle,
在第一章的差不多结尾的地方
，At the end of first chapter,
他突然想起这位弟兄来。
He suddenly remembered Onesiphorus.
那就提醒做教会长老的提摩太。
And he reminded the elders of the church
要帮助纪念这个殉道人的家庭
to remember the family of the one, his brother the martyr
要帮助他们家人剩下的遗孀们
to help the leftover people in his household.
这里讲到愿主怜悯阿尼舍弗一家的人。
It says in verse 16, the Lord grant mercy to the household of Anisipur.
最后，保罗也提到他求主来纪念，啊，这是被主接去的这位不顾性命的弟兄。
He later goes on to say to have the Lord, may the Lord remember this nameless, brother who served him.
阿尼舍弗和保罗的例子是第一批圣徒在艰难中如何彼此相爱的见证。
Onesiphorus and Paul are prototypes of the would-be disciples of the Lord who were martyred for him in that way.
实际今天在我们中间，在我们的聚会里面，这样的见证也是比比皆是的。
And actually, in our church, in the testimony of today, there are a few examples of this too.
许多的时候，主纪念并祝福我们一点点的摆上。
Many times, the Lord remembers our little effort and time that we give him.
就是一点点的微笑，一点点对其他弟兄姊妹的热诚。
A little smile, a little care for someone else.
就像五饼二鱼一样，主会把它拨开。
Like the act of two fish and five bread crackers, the Lord will spread them.
让众人可以得到满足。
That the crowd may be filled.
让主可以得到荣耀。
And let the Lord be glorified.
愿今天主的话帮助我们，让我们可以尽心、尽性、尽意爱主，我们的神。
We hope the Lord can help us with His words today to love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and to love people, all of our neighbors as ourselves.
并且弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此切实的相爱。
And love each other truly and deeply.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们感谢你的恩典胜过我们一切的难处。
We thank you first that your grace is above all of our troubles.
你的恩典超过我们，超过我们需要守的一些的条例。
Your grace is sufficient to supersede all the individual laws we have to obey.
因为这一切都在你的爱中成全了。
Because all these things were fulfilled by the person of Christ in your love.
求你帮助我们能够更加的爱你。
Help us love you more.
让把这爱放在我们一生中第一件事情最优先的地位。
Put that love in our life as first place and the foremost.
把这爱放在最重要的和最中心的地位在我们的生活的里面。
Put the love front and center as most important.
也求你的力加添给你儿女们力量。
And give strength to your people.
让你的教会充满弟兄姊妹之间那个切实的、火热的、及时的爱。
May the church be filled with the timely, enduring, and true love.
让你所爱的人在这里都能够体会到教会就是神那个爱的家。
That all who are loved of you and everyone here can experience what it means to have the love of God's house.
一个充满神爱的地方。
A place filled with God's love.
愿荣耀归给你的圣名。
May glory be with your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. 好，我们翻到下，哦，打不了，无所谓了。